All right, at the end of the podcast, stick around after the closing jingle because you'll hear a really cool, fun, awesome, incredible interview with our friend Dustin Lynch.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's Podcast.
Man, we had a lady in my church, man. She came and she brought her own. And everyone hated it. Everyone, no one liked her.
Because it's never on beat.
I did that off beat on purpose.
Yeah, you know, because it's just that's the way it's supposed to be.
And then, so like no one says anything, you know, because it's, you know, church.
Gladys.
And yeah, and she means well. And it's fine, like the first couple of times. And then you're like, oh. And you think, oh, we're going to start singing. And she, like, doesn't do it. And you're like, yes. And then all of a sudden. And then the lady comes in with the banners.
Cool. The banners.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me that. Oh, okay. Jeez, man. Yeah, they bring in banners. It's great, man. It's like it says faith or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, war or something.
War?
Yeah, spiritual warfare, you know. Oh. Like being, you know, strong. Oh, the shield of faith. And
down with demons.
And then down with demons. And then they put them up in the corners
to
and stuff.
With
and then
the
they.
Devil.
And then they'll go, and during the service, like, this lady would just go over there, and she would just get on her knees and start praying at this banner. I don't know. And then there's a lady who brings in the flags. I got the whole thing, man.
We don't go to the same church.
No, no. We don't. No, 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 no. We're this close to having snakes. We're that. We're, like, right here.
My church doesn't even have a preacher right now, so it's been, like, this guest thing over and over and over.
Oh.
And, like, I was new to the church, and, like, I walked in the first day, and they're like, yes, we don't have a preacher. We don't have a music, you know, worship leader.
Oh,
we don't
everyone left, huh?
So everybody, well, it's kind of a new, like, they took over an old church and, like, are trying.
Was there a church split?
I don't
so
know.
So the grassroots
No, I
thing?
Think they bought the church from another church. And they're trying to start a new church in the place of an old church. And it's just, like, I think it used to be Episcopal. Now it's a Baptist church. And they're, I don't know what's going on over there. But they're in the middle of trying to find, like, everybody. And, man, I walked in. And it was, they were like, a new guy!
Oh, yeah.
And I got swarmed.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
It was great. I mean, yeah. It made me feel very welcome.
Yeah.
I felt very seen.
Play your cards right, you'll be having some fried chicken for lunch. And it's going to be delicious.
It was
delicious.
Crazy.
You could be married within 6 months, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
No,
hey,
parishioners, the parishioners were not young.
No, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's more where that came from.
Hey.
All right.
Come on over.
Yeah, I sure could use a man with a strong back.
You like some hot candy from the bottom of my purse?
Boy, I bet you're thirsty.
Thirst.
But I remember someone has brought up a memory about being kids. Our parents wouldn't let us come in. Like, it was like, you know, you had to stay outside. And I remember my mom bringing out, like, lemonade and stuff. She would make lemonade in that Kool-Aid container, that plastic Kool-Aid container. Do y'all have that?
It was like the Tupperware container with the little button you had to press on the top.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ours was brown because everything was brown or orange.
Brown. Well, that was for the tea. That's how you know. At my house, the brown was for the tea, and
mine
then
too.
There was like a red or blue one that was for Kool-Aid.
Because it stained. It got stained.
Oh, yeah, always, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it was always stained whatever color. And we had the one that looked like Kool-Aid Man. It was round, like he's round, and
it had his face.
It looks like it's him, ooh, but with a handle. And
man, your mom saved some UPC codes for that one.
She did. It was green stamps.
Yep.
Wow, green stamps. S and H green stamps. Did I say that right? Is that what the thing? S and H green stamps. So, Garrett, I know you're 8 years old, but back in the day, our moms and dads would go to the grocery store, and if you bought stuff, they would give you like these little stickers, and then you had to lick them, and you would fill. They would give you a book, and there was like a wish book, and you would open it up, and it'd be all kinds of pots and pans, and even trips. They would get like TVs and electronics, and you saved up all these, and you could. go get your prize or whatever. It was kind of like the...
It was like Marlboro Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It was. It's like being at Chuck E. Cheese and taking your tickets and going up and getting your crappy toy.
Oh, the Monopoly points at McDonald's back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Do you know that's their biggest contest that McDonald's has ever done?
Oh, everybody was doing it.
Oh, yeah, everyone was.
Yeah.
And there was that one when you would open up, you drink a Coke or whatever, and the top.
Oh, yeah,
you flip open. Oh, My Coke Rewards.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I used to get coupons through My Coke Rewards because you guys know, like, I mean, that I just might as well mainline Diet Coke right into my veins. So I would save the codes and I would get coupons for free 12 packs.
Wow.
And it was the greatest thing. And then if you go to the grocery store where they're like, buy three, get one free. You buy three, but then you use the coupons to pay for it. And the fourth one, so I got four for free.
Wow.
Yeah. The woman behind the counter was very impressed with me.
I bet the people behind you are really loving you.
Yeah, well.
When I was married, I tried to do, like, whenever we first started talking to the money-saving mom on the show, I was like, oh, yeah, we need to do this. What a great way to get. I mean, there's a reason rich people are rich, because they're smart with their money. I was like, man, this is a great way to extend our dollars. And whenever my ex-wife was not into that idea at all. So I was like, well, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to lead from the front and lead by example. And I am a terrible couponer.
Oh, I had a binder. I had the inserts in the sleeve. Oh, I sure did, man. And I would get so excited because it depends what day your store starts the sales. Mm-hmm. And I was doing more. It was before I met you guys, and I was doing mornings somewhere else. And I would get off work at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays because that's when my store started over. And I would beeline it because I knew there'd be other extreme couponers there before me. And I'm like, I'm getting my Duncan Hines and I need six of them for me to make money off of this. And oh, and I would take the Sunday paper.
You would coupon so well, they would pay you money?
Yes. Yeah. I once got like $5 back from Target and they had to go like find someone. It took about 20 minutes to find the person and be like, here's your $5. And they have to put it on a gift card. They couldn't actually just give me cash, but
you're annoying. I would absolutely tell you to pound sand.
I mean, I did, but I was like, I wasn't making a lot of money, and it really did, you know, it helped. I remember going to the grocery store one day and I'm buying all this stuff, and then I hand the guy the stack of coupons, and he's beep beep beep, just like on the show, and he looks at me and he goes, wait, hold on, I gotta check that receipt again. And he was like, what? He goes, you're only paying $8. And I was like, yep.
$8 for like a whole cart
full
of stuff?
Yeah, I think it was about $60 worth of stuff.
$60? And you got it for $8.
I got it for $8, yeah.
From coupons.
Yeah.
Coupon. Mm-hmm. Y'all say coupons or coupons?
I say coupons. Mm. Yeah.
It's regional.
Coupons and coupons.
Yeah, I like coupons.
Cool whip.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Hold on. I mean...
I bet we're about to hear a dictionary.com say a word.
We are, because this is what we need to do.
Yeah, I think it is very regional.
Yeah, it is.
Like coupon.
Yeah,
coupon.
But there's right or wrong. I did Wikipedia like a dummy. Anyway, y'all do that and I'll find
it. Some people say it like it's an actual Q in front of it. So yeah,
I think you used to, right?
I think I used to say coupons.
Yeah. Coupon. Yeah.
But coupon sounds... I don't know. Very lame.
But see, another word, especially with what's going on right now, is coupon. Tournament. It's spelled tour, T-O-U-R, but it's tournament. That's how
why don't we call it tournament?
Tournament. Isn't it proper to say tournament?
Tournament.
Now it's accepted that it is tournament because it's been said wrong for so long.
Tournament.
Coupon.
But wait.
Just like coupon. how literally is not literally anymore.
I have both pronunciations.
Okay. Coupon. Coupon. Yeah. Coupon.
Yeah. So they're both right.
Is that our goal for this week?
No. Our goal for this week, because it is St. Patrick's weekend.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to do a look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah,
that's right.
That's the best.
Speaking of that, people on the text and also in the YouTube chat have been wishing you happy Thanksgiving, Bubba, from your mistake earlier this week.
Oh, I'm such a dummy.
Yeah, did you say happy Thanksgiving?
Well, we were talking about St. Patrick's or whatever, and I forgot what it was. And I went to say, it was a caller. We were talking with her, and I wished her a happy Thanksgiving. And I'm like, what kind of idiot am I?
It's pretty great.
I didn't even realize
that.
Also,
not in my top five go-to holidays that I would mistakenly wish somebody 8 months away.
All right, let's go around the room. We'll start with Carson. You're going to name, you can't say Thanksgiving. That's already taken. You have to name another holiday. And we'll go from you to Schaefer to Garrett to me to Bubba. And let's see how long we can go before someone can't identify. Ready? Go.
Halloween.
Independence Day.
Christmas.
Arbor Day.
Mardi Gras.
Independence. Yeah, 4th of Memorial Day. I screwed it up.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Whale.
We used to have fun around here until Carson came around.
Girls ruin everything.
God. So,
hey, let's share with everybody that we had a young visitor here, actually, just before we did the podcast.
Yeah, Patrick came by with his little boy, Roy.
Way more impressed with Roy than with Patrick. I'm
Roy's
way more impressed with D remembering Roy's name.
I had a second there. I don't know if you heard of that.
I heard the beat.
He's cute, though.
D really struggled with names this week, but we'll leave it at that.
I'm not sharp. I'm just letting y'all know.
That's not true, buddy. I'm barely hanging on. That's
you,
not
you
true.
You remember what's important, man.
You're quite sharp. It's just the ADD kicks in.
I don't have ADD. ADD? Bubba has ADD.
I have the ADD.
I'm the opposite of ADD.
That's true. You got the OCD.
You do have the OCD.
I do.
And the ABC and the 1, 2, 3.
Now, it's weird, though, because we each have a little bit of our own OCD qualities.
I think OCD is like you wash your hands a lot.
Yeah, but it's all kinds of things. Okay, D, take your fingers and just go broop on the counter.
No.
Just do this first time.
That's terrorism. No, I'm not. I know what you're doing.
That's a big
I'm
D
not going to do
oh,
it.
I didn't know. Broop. What does that do?
Stop it.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on.
Hey, I think someone moved something over there. Is your pen in the same place?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
You know, that pen is not in the same place.
I am, but see, I'm also weird. I don't like people touching my stuff.
No one likes people touching their stuff, but
I have so many, like if I'm at a hotel, I don't want to call them booby traps because it's not anything.
You do.
But I do. I make sure I do things that I know if somebody's been in my room or not.
And my other thing about him.
And I have things that I leave around.
Well, this is a man that carries a knife into the shower.
Yes.
He
you should. Everybody should have something. You never know. You're very vulnerable
Bubba
in the
says,
shower.
I do things. So that in case whoever is listening and also is going to break into your hotel room one day in, Akron, they didn't get it from you. Oh, all right.
Well, there are just certain things. Okay, so I always put out the little do not disturb thing on the door. I'll give you one. I always tuck it into the door so it looks like the door shut on it. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like half, like it looks like just got.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody goes into my room, I can see if they've been in there because it's changed. It's
so,
different.
What happens if you run across someone who's like even halfway intelligent and they are going to notice that? Or they video everything when they walk in and then look at the video again.
They're going to miss the other stuff.
Not if they have a video.
They're going to miss the other stuff. I do stuff like with hair.
What? At some point I go, I have to call BS.
No.
You're just trying to you're trying to be super prepper or whatever.
I'm not being super prepper. I'm telling you.
What do you do with hair?
You can take hair and let's say you have like a drawer or something. You want to make sure it's tamper free. Uh-huh. You can take a hair, pull it out of your head and wet it.
How many times have you done this?
Often.
Well, you wet it. Wait,
do you take the hair out of your head?
Because I have hair on my head.
You have good hair. Yeah.
But if you pull long enough, you'll get.
It's not real long, though. Like, I could see you taking a strand of my hair and stretching across something, but, like, your hair's like an inch long.
My question to you, Bubba, when it comes to all these things is just, why?
I don't know.
Okay,
I have trust issues.
That's fair. That's okay.
He's adopted.
To me, he looked like a leprechaun to me.
He was adopted, and he has trust issues.
I do have trust issues.
No, that's fine. It's just...
it's weird, man.
Layers of security that you put in place.
What are you bringing to a hotel room?
Astonishing.
Well, sometimes, sometimes you're not supposed to bring firearms into some places and all that. And so I'll do that. I travel very safely.
I'm not supposed to bring it, but I do. Okay.
I have to admit, the first month I was here, I was terrified to touch anything on that board. Terrified. Because I'm like, if I move like one thing, like half an inch. So when I would do any work over there, I basically measured where everything was at. So I returned it back to exactly where it was at.
You know,
and if I didn't, I blamed it on Patrick.
I used to use Scotch tape, and I would mark things. Like I would come in and I'd take Scotch tape and, you know, the little sliders on the on the board. I would take the Scotch tape and I'd pull it in.
Because I understand.
And I would lay it down, and then I would be able to
move. Is it kind of freaking you out that you're Scotch taping over there?
Yeah, because y'all took my Scotch tape about 10 days ago.
I did. It's sitting in my studio. I just haven't brought it back.
Because I understand why you feel that way about it. I totally get all that. But it's just the fervor you have if you notice something just being zero to 60 in 2 seconds.
So because we have archives and all that kind of stuff, it is very important to me to be able to match microphone sounds and all that kind of stuff.
Agreed.
Music being loud, too loud for the voice to be heard, that kind of stuff. As far as the production of the radio show, I'm very peculiar about that kind of stuff. Very specific. It has to be a certain way because, I mean, you get like a Nate Smith World on Fire, you can't even talk up that thing because you'll get buried, drowned out by the music. So everything has to be a certain way. And whenever I set it and it's good, and then somebody comes in and does something, like sometimes the cleaning crew will be in here and they'll be wiping dust off the board and they'll rearrange it. And I'm like, why'd they do this?
I understand all of that. What I appreciate the most is the intensity of your aggravation when it occurs. It's just...
Did you say you appreciate it? Is that what you said?
No, I appreciate why he keeps everything so particular, because the way we do the show, it does have to be very precise.
It's the reason why our show sounds better than everyone
else's. Why it sounds unique compared to other people.
Yeah, because we put the work in.
Yes.
We care.
But I just enjoy Bubba getting upset so much. It's entertaining.
Well, it's not like I'm throwing crap or whatever.
No, but
I'm
can tell looking at you, you want to.
No, I usually will come in and go...
He used to be a thrower.
Yeah, I used to be.
I mean, I've broken plenty of headsets over the years.
You got to take scissors away from
me. I'll be honest. That is like, that freaked me out in this business. That I'm not saying I haven't seen like some women do questionable things, but I've seen a man throw a tantrum on the floor. I saw one guy pound on a brick wall. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I get you're fired up or whatever, but like, that is so foreign to me that I get very weirded out by it. In all honesty, I'm like,
for me, it was because I was also in management and was almost always a management thing that I was frustrated about.
I was in management too, and I didn't do that stuff. Yeah. But also, the guy that was yelling at a brick wall was like the night guy. I don't know what his problem was. So
I know the person throwing the temper tantrum on the floor. That was enjoyable from a distance.
Oh, you were around?
I know who
time?
It is, which I'm not sharing that, but it was funny.
There was one job where I used to, I was a total different person before we started doing this show together.
I changed him.
He did. He changed me. He fixed me. Mm-hmm. All he needed
was a little love.
I would keep a bottle of Jack tucked up underneath the board. Because the way the radio control boards are, like if you're ever in a radio studio, they don't just sit on the counter. They're built into the counter. There's a hole there, and then it goes down below where all the guts of everything are. So they can work on them. So there used to be like a little ledge, and I would just pop a little bottle of Jack there. So I'd be working, bosses around, I'd be like,
I worked on a show where we had an entire liquor cabinet in the studio.
Yeah, but some places they wouldn't let you do that.
Yeah, no, we did. We got it sponsored.
That's it. You put a money client on it. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
I used to work at a radio station. You ready for this? Now, this is something that would never happen nowadays. This general manager I used to have was a huge Coors Light fan. She loved, that was her beer of choice. She would not allow any other beer to advertise on the radio station. She turned down Budweiser money. She turned down Miller money. It was anything that came in that wasn't Coors or Coors Light, she would not let them advertise.
You're turning down that much money?
They did.
That's insane.
They did. But she was just like, I'm not, that's my beer.
Like, I like to pick on you, but that's genuinely crazy.
Yeah. I used to think that was crazy.
That's because
I still do think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what ever happened to her.
Apparently she went broke.
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Is she working for Coors Light now? I don't know.
She had but it was so cool because she was one of the cool GMs. She had a little mini fridge in her office that was full of Coors Light.
I think that's called alcoholism.
If it's alcoholism, I don't think you discern between one beer or the other.
That's true.
Or is it alcoholics money, though? Because then it's like...
That's true.
Because she was making pretty good money. Mm. I mean, she was like the market manager.
I don't know. Mm. It's crazy. Don't forget Sunday. You got to fill out your bracket Sunday night or Monday morning. Or
you have until about like midday Tuesday. You get that much time.
Yeah. Oh. First games are Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way they did that. They play out four games early.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And so we used to be able to say, we used to be able to do like, okay, it's starting up on Thursday. And so we had the whole first half of the week to push people to our brackets, but we don't know.
You have until Thursday in earnest. You know, but that's the thing, because you have to fill it out online. You got to get it done before.
Yeah, you got to have them all in there.
So if you're in an office pool, it's no big deal. But with us, you got
to. Yeah. So that's why we're trying to push them before, you know, getting done Monday and, like you said, midday Tuesday.
And do we have the QR codes and everything up now to where people can create their accounts and then set their brackets once the teams are set?
Yeah, we'll be posting it every day. So we'll get a new one every day. Re-up your timeline and you'll see it.
Yeah. Already there.
Carson, you going UConn all the way?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to see just where, what flight of fancy.
Actually, they have good chance.
They have a really good chance to do it all over again.
Well, I mean, yeah, but last year you were like, well, you Homer? Bleh, you're so dumb. You're such a girl.
Mm. Who said that?
All y'all.
I never said that.
I wasn't here.
I don't know. Somebody called me a Homer. I remember that.
I'm sure that was Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. that was me. And
I
didn't say Homer.
But yeah, but some...
I remember you wanted to name your son Homer.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was thinking more like the classic name, like Iliad Homer.
That's what I was thinking.
And,
yeah.
Not everyone was like,
no, we all think Homer Simpson.
Of course you think Homer Simpson.
Okay.
So, yeah. It was at the time, you know, because like, you know, it took me, it's hard to get Gunner. The first Zach, Zach was going to be named Gunner, and Kathy's mom kind of went, I don't call my grandson Gunner. So didn't do that one. It became Zach. And then the second one, we just like, hey, we're going to do that. So
do what you want.
It's your kids, man. I've been seeing all kinds of weird names on watching all the games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All these college players and stuff in baseball, whatever. It's just weird to see how names change over the
tournament
generations.
Everybody says tournament, I'm telling you.
And only when he says tournament.
It's tour, that's what it is.
Tournament.
And not only when he says February either.
February? Yeah.
February.
No, nobody says it's February.
It's Excuse February. Me?
It's February.
It's February.
Dude,
February.
He's got that Cajun thing.
Yeah, that's
February.
February. I'll be kind of in your neck of the woods this weekend, Bob.
Let me see. Yeah. Hold on.
February.
I was wondering, because you were talking about earlier, why you were going down there. Is it...
I'm going to see Gunner.
February.
Oh, is he going to be playing down there? Well, I don't know if he's going to be playing, but at least
I don't know if he'll play or not. But just see him.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I hope he plays.
Right.
And I told him, I said, hey, man, make sure your place is clean. You know, your mom and I coming in. And I meant.
You might want to get the bleach out.
I meant go and clean, you know, just clean your place up. You know,
bleach.
Get rid of stuff, or just get rid of it.
Get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, and he was like, "It's spotless. It's always spotless." I'm like, "Okay, all right,
not good for him."
So it is. I got to go and refill his whole freezer. I'll drop by a Walmart and just buy meat,
all
the stuff, and just throw it all in there. It's at the point where I kind of want to. It might be better just to get because his freezer isn't real big. It's just get one of those like. Standalone freezers.
Yeah.
You know, they're not super expensive.
They have smaller ones.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's like a smaller.
I was actually looking at those because when I was extreme couponing, that I would buy so much so cheap that was frozen that it made sense for me. Like, I actually ended up saving money buying one of those.
Well, I was doing, and I haven't done it in a while, but I would get the standing rib roast, and then I would chop it into, because you catch them on sale, chop it into ribeyes, and then you take the bottom and the ribs, and then you have the beef ribs for later, and you had all these different cuts, and it was like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
And you get it super cheap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper.
And then you just, I would do the little vacuum sealer and then toss it in the freezer.
Yep.
Perfect. The best way. I would recommend everyone to do don't get real deep into it, but just online, they'll do videos on YouTube on how to properly cut a trim a piece of meat, whether it's brisket. Brisket's a big one because it's got a lot of fat and it's lots of different things that you got to do to it. But just kind of get a basic idea of it and then go like, but do what he did. Just buy the whole thing at Costco, Sam's, or whatever you got, and then go and trim it yourself. And then, like you said, freeze it. I use the heck out of those. I also use those containers, those little like to-go containers that you get at restaurants.
Oh, especially like the Chinese food containers for soup?
Yeah. It's exactly it. That's exactly what I get. And, man, I love it. I love them. Get like the medium-sized one all day. Just nice. And you can freeze them. Smart. Anyway, well, that was good, guys.
Joey G said, hey, from St. Lucia. I want to be in St. Lucia. Mm. And by the way, Justin says, hey, I have a shower gun. So y'all were critiquing me on having my knife in the shower.
Yeah.
Not the only one.
That's a bit much.
Okay. It's different.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say
yeah!
Also, beware the Ides of March.
That's right.
When is that?
Today.
Today is the Ides of March?
It is. Yes.
Today is the anniversary of, was it Caesar who got
44 BC, when he was stabbed.
By Brutus.
Yes. Well, no, Brute. That's... But, no, it was the whole crowd. It was the whole Senate.
The whole Senate. Stabbed.
That's why. There was nobody that could be convicted because it was the whole Senate. But
wait
Brutus
a minute.
Was
wait,
like...
Wait. I always thought it was just Brutus first.
No, that's because of Shakespeare, et tu, Brute. And you, Brutus? Yeah, so, but Brutus was part of it, and he was one of the leaders of the defiance against Caesar, but the fact is that there were so many people that were a part of it, that way nobody could be convicted, because nobody could be absolutely 100% accused and found guilty of being the singular person that murdered Caesar.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. So everybody was guilty, therefore no one was guilty.
Correct.
That would never work nowadays. You just become an accessory to murder.
Right, but they also, you know,
or
they're the ones who like made the rules, and then you know, which after the brief war, and then Augustus came to power, and then ushered in the Pax Romana, 200 years of peace.
My goodness, and you're not dating.
I know, amazingly enough, it's my Roman Empire, literally.
I was gonna say, it's like, I mean, that's like the every guy's dream. You just went Roman Empire.
Boy, let me tell you about Vesuvius.
I know nothing about the Roman Empire.
Damn the
I know a lot.
When that whole thing was going around, I went, I don't know anything about
it. Oh, I love it so much.
I don't either. I mean, I know about the aqueduct and things like that, but obviously I don't know anywhere near half as much as...
Start getting into emperors and, oh my gosh, I love it.
Really?
I love it. Oh, Pompeii is like my fantasy land.
All I know is that Mark Anthony, the singer, was with Cleopatra, and that's about as far as it goes for me.
Yep. I think you're good.
Were they married, or were they just doing the do?
Did they actually? I don't know. They were officially married, because he was actually married, but she also... Yeah, they had kids, though, and so...
Didn't...
And she wasn't even Egyptian. She was Greek, right?
I mean, she ruled Egypt. So,
but
no,
she was an Egyptian.
I don't know.
Pam Tillis did the theme song.
She did.
Queen of Denial.
I actually I tried to watch the Cleopatra, like, kind of documentary-ish thing that was on Netflix. And it, like, that wasn't great. So
I'm looking here. She was a descendant of, how do you say it, Ptolemy?
Yeah. Ptolemy.
Ptolemy.
Yeah, the P is silent.
She was a descendant of Ptolemy and a companion of Alexander the Great. Mm-hmm. And she was Greek.
Oh, man, Cleopatra got around. That girl was wielding it. She knew what she was doing. Her rise to power was not an accident.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's what I'll be doing tonight, is sitting at home watching Roman documentaries to celebrate. This is basically our Super Bowl for those of us who took Latin in high school. And
the
remember,
Ides of March.
Yeah.
Vehicle.
Dude, my Latin grades were so good in college that they made me a member of the classics fraternity, Eta Sigma Phi.
What?
Yeah. They were just, I got like a rope or something that I got to wear with my like cap and gown.
Ah, what a catch you are.
I know.
We have learned so much about you
today. I know. God, it's probably good I didn't have kids, because they would just be dorks.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
I've got to roll, man.
So we're going to get out of here.
This was the podcast.
Oh, wait. For those of you who are listening, I forgot to mention this again. God. For those of you who are listening, stick around after this jingle, because we have the Dustin Lynch interview from this week. For those of you who are on YouTube, it's not going to be at the end of this, but it is going to be on a separate video.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show.
I'm gonna lick one of my hairs. Stick it on a
damn the rules.
Doorway.
The podcast.
Shower gun.
I gotta do a look up in a tree. Who else in the level card?
I do. Dustin Lynch,
yo.
Joining us in the studio.
Got it's good to be back with you guys.
It's good to see you, man. Good to see you. We were at your house last night. We kept knocking and no one was answering.
Dustin!
That's how that was.
Dustin!
And I haven't been home a whole lot this year, and I'm not used to the weird noises.
Oh, yeah.
I almost got my gun out and started clearing a room, but it was my printer.
Dude, we just talked about that.
My printer.
We talked about no, but that's what we dudes do. We all fantasize that somebody's gonna break into our house and we have to defend it.
And then anyway, I started blasting. It's fine.
Yeah. Once you get in that headspace though, the rest of the night, man, ice machine, anything. Yeah. It's like a high alert.
You're lighting up HP over there.
Dude, I don't know. I don't remember what it was or why this triggered me, but I had a feeling someone had a scope on me or like a laser pointer or something from way across this apartment complex. And man, I went and got like the big gun out one night. It's about to go down. Because if he misses, I'm coming back at him.
No, wait, you lost me. You thought someone was doing it?
Did they have like a laser pointer?
I don't know if I was like half sleepwalking or what, but I woke up in the middle of the night and maybe I heard a noise.
Did you see a laser inside?
Right. I saw a red light, and I'm like, dude, here we go.
Was it the coffee maker?
I don't know why. Right? Yeah, probably was.
Did you take care of business?
This is like ridiculous. Yeah, people are after me for some reason.
I feel like you need to move. You are in a very stressful situation.
No, it's not that. I don't know. Maybe I just freak out in the middle of the night for whatever reason.
Like, you need some counseling.
You need thermals. You need all the stuff,
night
man.
Terrors.
I got a little thing. It's a little, dongle. No, I'm just saying.
Here we go.
I'll send you the link
later.
It's
good to later. See you, Dustin. I'll come back in 15.
I'll send you the link later. It's a little dongle like this big. It attaches to the bottom of your iPhone, and it turns it into a thermal camera. So you can walk around with total night vision. You're looking at for heat signatures.
Right. I'm getting that immediately.
So you can walk around the house, you know, like, ooh, yeah.
I'm getting that immediately.
Now, listen, that's the story. That's what he told me, too. Dude, I'm going to get this. Can you imagine? I'm be able to see out in the woods. I can see people, you know, animals, whatever. I go, yeah. You know what he used it for?
No.
What? You know what the first use that he had? And he was so excited.
I can't even imagine.
What you telling him about?
When I got my house, they had to change a window out. They screwed up whenever they built it. So I looked into the wall and saw they screwed up all of the insulation. So I had them redo the insulation.
Boom.
Why all is right. that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
He also went ghost hunting with it. Let's call it what it
powerful.
Is.
I mean, to be able to see through a wall like that, it's impressive.
The guy said, he goes, I've never had a client ever pull out a thermal camera before.
I'm like, hell yeah, you did. That's right.
Did he lose your number immediately afterwards?
I told him, the joke I did, I was like, well, you never had to build a house for a firefighter before, have you?
Oh, well, you dropped two bombs on him.
You know, look
at this guy.
Dustin, you're welcome. You have got peak Bubba today.
Why'd you tell him how, did you tell him you're a pilot too?
No, I didn't.
Show him your camera. Cavs?
I'll call him. I'll text
I mean,
him
my
right now.
Gosh, wow. Did you get his number?
I did.
Look at you.
We're hanging on Thursday.
Look at you.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
This is about Dustin Lynch.
It sure is.
This is about Dustin Lynch.
No, it's not. We're hanging.
It's about a great tour, which is launching April 2nd at this little place called the Ryman.
Woo!
You know it's haunted, right?
There's a really weird picture back, sort of stage left, backstage.
What's that when I'm looking at the
My doppelganger's in this picture from like the 1940s.
Wait, what?
It's me for sure.
I
walked past it the first time. I was like, that's me. What am I doing in this picture?
Wait. You're telling me you're walking backstage at the Ryman Auditorium and there's a photo on the wall from the 30s.
It's a group of people on steps, I believe it is. And it's, I mean, it looks like.
Do you have a picture of it? Do you take a picture?
No, I don't have it on. I probably didn't. It's back there.
That's
cool. It was so weird. I went the next time I went, I was like, did I really see that or did I dream that? And I was like, no, I saw it. There it is.
Wow.
Showed my mom too whenever they came back. They were doing opera.
What did they
or
say?
Oh, like, oh, that's you. That's very, really weird.
Do you believe in
trying to figure out?
Do you believe in all that? Like time travel and could you have done that? Another life?
I think I believe in genetics. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I believe in genetics. I believe in a good solid diet with protein.
Yeah, some kind of way something got passed down along the way. There's no telling, right?
Is the Ryman, is it? Like, how different is that than any other place?
It's awesome. Just the history of that venue. it's on Broadway in Nashville. I mean, it's I think for the fan experience, it gets no better because you can grab dinner, grab drinks, listen to some music, then pop in for a show, and then do it all over again afterwards.
Do you want to borrow my thermal camera whenever you go and ghost hunt?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, dude, you can totally change.
I would love to.
Yeah, let's go ghost hunt
at the Ryman.
That's a great idea.
By the way, they actually have that. Ghost tours at the Ryman.
Oh, really? I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
And I've never been on a ghost tour in my life.
Tours to ghost?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Did Bubba just kill this?
You said ghost tours. I said they give tours to ghosts. There, keep going.
I was going to say that they let you go in the basement.
Is there a basement at the Ryman?
You go under something is what I've been told that it's supposed to be. That's what I've heard.
Secret tunnel.
Right, I'm about to check.
Yeah, yeah. So you find out because you'll be there.
It's like underground Paris.
They'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, so, I'll get the grand tour of that.
Well, they owe you that because, you know, your lineage is on the wall.
All the work they put in photoshopping you into an old picture to screw up your
vampire brain. Dustin on
Maybe
the wall.
Maybe they do that. Like,
they do it for everyone.
Yeah.
Jelly tells the same thing. We're like, that's me. We're like, ooh, it's on it.
Staff.
You guys all fall for it, idiots.
Dang it.
We get so many people go, you know, that song sounds a lot like that. We're like, it is.
It's called interpolation. It's a reimagining.
We started playing the song, touring with Blake Shelton, and I realized, wait a second, I probably need to tell the crowd, we're honored to be able to sing this melody with a new lyric because they're, you know, for people that don't know, they're like, man, they're sitting there having a conversation trying to figure it out. Like, this sounds like something.
Is there work that has to go into like getting permission to do that or can you just do it?
No, you got to get permission. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know.
And then so Mentor Williams is the writer of that song.
And like it was written like in what, 1960?
I think before that, yeah.
Yeah.
A long time. I think an artist before W. Gray actually recorded it and then W. made it super famous and then Uncle Cracker
He did it in 1973 and then Uncle Cracker did it. And now you guys have done your own kind of interpolation of it, I guess.
Yeah, new lyric to it, new storyline. And
did y'all get a commercial out of it?
I think that's underway. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers crossed. I don't count my chickens, but.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
We're manifesting.
Manifest it. Manifest it, Chevrolet. Dustin Lynch is with us. We'll come back more with the DL. Do people call you DL ever?
That's what I answer to now.
Download. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Getting ready for the tour to kick off April 2nd at the Ryman. Killed the Cowboy Tour. Also, Killed the Cowboy is the latest album, the new album.
With the one cow doing his business on the cover. Which
y'all
is,
spotted it.
That's my favorite thing ever.
So funny. And you saw it, right? You saw the picture and you were like, oh. And you let it go anyway?
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, right. For sure.
You got to, right?
It's nature.
The moment.
It's nature.
Our camera crew out there was so great, man. Just not used to being around any sort of livestock. And
I bet.
It was a good time.
Do you enjoy that? Like, because, you know, you're an artist and, you know, you do all this stuff. But you're also just a country boy, you know? And when you enjoy getting, like, the weirdo photographers, you know,
lighting guys.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, what is that, a real cow?
Oh, we have a blast. I think, you know, for one of my favorite things about the farm is how much we've got to do out there photo shoot wise and music video wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
are most of your videos shot out there?
A lot of them are, yeah. A lot of the content we do is out there now.
I mean, well, it's just a field, right? You can do whatever.
Yeah. But that's smart though, because can't you rent your farm to yourself for the shoot?
Man, great idea. I haven't done that yet, but yes, you can.
Yeah, I think you can because like somebody told us years ago, like when we first put merch on our website, they're like, you need to have kid sizes and put your kids in there because then you could pay your kids to be models.
I know a lot of producers will have their kids on records, you know, or it's a great way to have their, you know, whoever. It's like, yeah, they were, say something, sink them in the track.
Oh.
Get a you know, royalty out of it.
Royalty.
When is radar service terminated during a visual approach?
Whatever they tell you.
This is part of the instrument rating.
Oh, my God,
practice,
I love it.
Practice test.
So you have to explain what's going on.
Yeah,
so,
everybody's like, what?
So are you? Where are you at now?
I took my instrument check ride last Monday and passed.
Isn't that the worst?
As a pilot, an airplane pilot.
Yes.
Isn't that the worst?
Still haven't made that clear.
The instrument is, I think, the worst check ride I ever had.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
Long day. I'd padded. I told everybody I'd be done by 2, thinking I'd be done by 12:30, and I pushed the plane back in at 3:30.
And then you went home and exhausted, right? You were exhausted.
I wish. No, I had to go to an event downtown.
Oh,
and then
my
I went
gosh.
To the studio after that to record. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah, well. It was a long day.
So
first beer, though, after the studio was mighty tasty.
I bet.
Mighty tasty.
So what's your plan? You want to, like, fly to concerts and
yeah, absolutely.
Get out?
That's
what Dirks does.
Yep. Dirks, and it was so crazy, man. He'd randomly text me a couple days before he got his, I think he got his caravan back from something. Yeah. And I was like, man, I got my check ride Monday morning. And on the way to my check ride, Drunk on a Plane comes on. And I shot him a picture. And then right after that, Riding Roads came on. And I'm like, all right, it's going to be a good
day.
That's
awesome.
Vibes are high. And I pulled into my check ride and off we went.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
It's a big accomplishment, not just to fly a plane, but to keep at it and be proficient and all that. What are you going to get?
Yeah, I'm flying around in a Cirrus right now. And I have it actually, I think it's cylinders are getting done today, and we'll get her home next week. So
Carson loves small airplanes.
She's a big fan.
I love airplanes in general. Metal death tubes.
Would you fly with Dustin in a Cirrus in his airplane?
It's one of the ones with a parachute. It has a parachute.
Oh, I have a parachute. I mean, done.
It's
okay,
for
now
the
I get
show.
It's for the show. Cool. I quit. It's fine. I can drive. I can drive you out to the landing strip. Is that what we call it? Sure.
You can.
Yep. I'll drive you there, and I will be there waiting when you land safely because I have 100% confidence you will. I just don't want to be a part of it.
Okay, that's fine. Now that I've started flying, I fly to my hometown a lot, see family, and it's awesome. Allows me to see them a lot more. My nephews and nieces events.
Cheap gas, too.
But, man, driving on the interstate, I've realized how sketchy it is.
Oh,
you're inches away from death.
Close call in the air is a mile.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just numb to it.
Yes.
But now, if I have to drive to Tullahoma now, absolutely, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, white knuckled the whole time.
It's crazy.
People coming at you head on. The only thing keeping you from heading on is a thing painted on the line.
You land whenever, like we said, a close call's a mile, and you're now 8 inches away from the car next to you, and everybody's doing 75 miles an hour. It's like,
we're landing slower than that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys might have converted me.
All right. Well, see, there we go.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, now I've been turned.
Kill the Cowboy Tour. It's launching April 2nd at the historic Ryman Auditorium.
It's taking off April 2nd.
Sure is. Check out Kill the Cowboy as well. And, of course, Chevrolet, the new one with him, and Jelly Roll. Good to see you, brother. And,
thanks for having me back, guys.
Let us know. We'll work all this together. Maybe we can do some sort of a Schaefer said he can arrange a Ryman ghost tour, we think. So.
Oh, perfect.
So we may be able to do Bubba with his thermal camera.
Yeah, we'll get him out there.
You with your pearly whites and me just kind of bumping through.
I'm going to wear a backpack blower and pretend I'm, Ghostbuster
like
or something.
Yes.
Backpack blower. We walk in like that.
We all wear overalls.
They'll be asking us to leave for sure. Dustin Lynch, everyone. Thank you, brother.
See y'all.